something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. All right, Casey, we're back recording. It's been a while. A couple of weeks?
I don't know. Has it?
It seems that way. I don't even remember. It's been so long. I don't even remember what we talked about last time.
Did we do a batch of episodes in the same?
Yeah, we did three or four because we were behind, and I think we're behind again.
Yeah, we are. But you know what? Everybody, I don't feel bad. You know why?
Why?
Why would I feel bad when everybody is driving down, headed to the beach, spring break, and we're sitting here recording?
Oh, yeah. In the 28 degree weather here in Indiana.
Yeah, right. So we got a little behind. It's not that big of a deal.
So, yeah. So we're a little behind. Uh-huh. But that happens when you're busy people like us, right?
Right. Well, you know what? Also, we need to talk about the fact that my dog, this week's been super crazy. And we had a crazy weekend with St. Patty's, right?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we were supposed to record on Sunday, but somebody didn't feel too good.
Was it you?
I think I'm looking at him.
Yeah, it was me.
Why'd you do that to yourself, Ezra?
Well, I didn't really. I was kind of I went to a bar and watched the Purdue game, had a couple beers. Then the people I was with was like, hey, let's go check out this other new bar across the street. And it just opened. And when we walked in, we were the only ones there. And the bartender's like, oh, hey, all right, some customers. Here's a shot of Jameson on me. Nah. and I was like, oh, so this is how it's going down.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So long story short, they get me to come and meet them. So I got Ezra and another friend of mine that's with them. You know, they're saying, come on, you got to come and hang out with us. And I was perfectly content just hanging out in my pajamas, chilling. So anyways, I get ready. I go down and I meet him. I thought, okay, I'm going to be a good friend here. And I get there and Ezra's daughter says, hey, look at this tattoo my dad just drew on this napkin. I said, oh, great. Yeah, that's nice. She goes, I'm going to go get it right now.
That was, I don't know what was going on with that. Because I was just doodling on the napkin. And yeah.
She loved it.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that good. I told her I'd make a better one.
You did?
Yeah, because I drew it on the, I think one of their menus.
Yeah, it was on something like that.
But anyways, yes, we celebrated St. Patty's Day hard, and I finally recovered.
Well, good. And now we're back recording.
I feel like I'm back to my normal self.
Yeah.
After a two-day hangover.
It's because we can't do it like we did when we were younger.
No. Especially can't do it like I used to party on spring break. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, this week is, we're talking basketball. You were out watching the Purdue game, but we have March Madness.
Oh, yeah. March Madness is coming up.
This week.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited.
You are?
I am.
Why?
Because I just get to watch nothing but basketball. But I'm really excited because today we're going to put out brackets for the Hill Beans group.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
So we're going to post on our Facebook group, and you can go to Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey, go under groups, find our group, join our group. There will be a link in there, and you can go ahead and click on that link. You're going to join the Hill of Beans brackets, and then you're going to fill out your bracket. And then you'll be part of that, the group tournament.
Okay.
And now me and you are still discussing, how much is it, how much it is to get in.
Is the winner going to get a Hill of Beans beanie?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Duh. That's the least we can
do. Actually, somebody messaged me the other day about wanting one. Do we have any left?
No. They're gone.
Damn it.
We need to order more. Right.
I guess I got to order some more.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, so I'm excited. We'll put that link out today so that way people can go ahead and get their brackets done and join us for some fun.
All right. Let's do it.
Hoop it up, baby.
Boiler up.
Boiler up.
What college do you root for?
Well, right now it's all Purdue.
Did IU even Indiana?
No, they didn't even make the tournament.
Neither did Indiana State. Indiana State had a good record. I was
disappointed. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about today? Spring break?
So, you know, yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay.
But you know what? I think that we need to prepare people about the really crazy things that happen and have happened on spring break.
Are you talking about like bong and beers?
No, but that does happen.
On the diving board of the pool.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even remember half of my spring breaks. Like, you know, the week was very foggy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely a party time. But the one good thing I will say is when I was down with my friends, we kind of all stuck together. So we kind of helped each other out.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty irresponsible behavior that was going on.
Well, and here's the thing is these kids go down there and they're with their friends. They're not with their parents. So say they're doing junior, senior spring break or college and they're, you know, they're probably getting intoxicated and they're not thinking of these things that have happened to people, you know, just like them when they're down on spring break.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be cautious.
Yeah. And then, you know, another thing I want to talk about is to all the people out there, you know, there was a tragic story that just came up and it was about a little girl who she was 7 years old and she died in a sand hole on the beach.
A sand hole?
Yeah. So because you know how people will go out there and dig really deep into the sand?
They do. I mean,
yeah. Like you, have you never been on the beach and you see somebody like burying people their head, whatever?
Yeah.
Well, there's people out there that do that, but they like do it as deep as like, so you can get in it all the way.
Like they're making their own little pool out there.
Something. I don't know what they're doing. And so, you know, my advice to everybody is don't dig any deep sand holes because this little girl was 7 years old and was on vacation with her parents.
Oh, wow.
And, fell into a sand hole. And so what had happened is it kind of got covered up and she went into it and it collapsed in around her and she died.
Ugh.
Yeah. So don't dig sand holes because later on there's going to be these little kids and it's not just happened to kids. It's happened to adults too. This is not the first incident. So don't be digging sand holes. Build a damn sandcastle, people.
Where did you find, how'd you find out that happened?
It's all over the news.
How deep, like it just happened now?
Yeah, this is like a new story within the last month.
How deep was the hole?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like the kid didn't see the hole or?
No, and she's only seven. So like think of Willow. I know, little, right?
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's all they had to dig. I mean, so and then.
Don't dig any hole. Don't dig holes.
Yeah. No, guys. Build the sandcastle or write, I love your, you know how people draw on the sand. They're like, I love blah, blah, blah. And then they take a picture of it and post it on social media.
I love my fiance in the sand. I'm going to put it on.
I heart you.
I heart my fiance.
All the way around the world.
I heart my fiance even though he always messes up my Starbucks order.
Even though he doesn't pay for my dinners.
Oh, if your fiance is not paying for your dinners, you better get a new fiance.
Mm-hmm. Out. Bye. No, just kidding. No, okay, so no, I'm not.
What? Go over tragedies on spring.
Well, first of all, let's talk about, I mean, there's just a lot.
As you're writing down to your spring break, we want to ruin it for you.
Yeah. Let us ruin your spring break for you. Since we can't go, we're going to make it hell for you.
Basically, what we're saying is don't have any fun.
Yeah. we're going to like make everybody so paranoid that they're down there like freaking out, watching every move their kids make. Anybody that listens, they're going to be calling their kids 24/7, checking in. Dads are going to be booking a flight.
Well, yeah, you definitely want to keep tabs on your kids down there for sure.
Well, some parents aren't going with their kids.
Well, yeah, you're talking about older kids.
Yeah, but all of the above. Let's, you know, something that has come up a lot as far as tragic deaths that have happened, you know, is the fentanyl poisoning and or the overdose. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, kids are going down there and they're smoking weed and they're, you know, whatever else, they're popping pills and they're going to an unfamiliar area. First of all, you shouldn't touch fentanyl regardless. But if you think you're in an unfamiliar area and you're buying weed from somebody and you think it's just pure weed, you don't even know this person and they're, you know, there's fentanyl in it. Mm. I'm not saying there is, but there could be. And so why even risk it?
Yeah.
So, in West Point, there was a group of, it was five West Point cadets that went down on spring break and all five of them died.
Wow, because of fentanyl?
From fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. It was in the weed?
You know, I don't know what it was in, but they took something while they were on spring break. They went to Fort Lauderdale and all five of them overdosed. They were all together. They took the same thing, not knowing.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So guys, don't smoke weed on spring break unless it's your own, from your own stash. Also, don't get pulled over with it.
Okay. Anyways, a girl named Susan Jocks, she was on spring break in Fort Lauderdale also. This was in 1986. She was last seen leaving her hotel room to go for a walk on the beach. And then her body was found floating in a canal 35 miles away.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Did they suspect foul play?
Well, yeah, they have to. I mean, she was just there on spring break with her friends. She was just going for a normal walk. She ends up 35 miles away in a canal, and it's still unsolved.
Okay. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So there you go. When you think you're going for a simple walk to the beach.
Yeah, you never know.
Some cute guy comes up to you at spring break, and he's like, hey, get in my car. Here's some candy, kid. No.
Do you want some weed?
No. The answer is no. Run.
Some weed.
I don't care if he's good looking or not.
Yeah, or you might encounter the Flying Dutchman.
Who's the Flying Dutchman?
Remember from SpongeBob?
No, I don't.
All right.
Okay.
I figured with Willow, I figured you guys would watch SpongeBob, but you don't.
No. Mm-mm. Oh. She doesn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the good things about SpongeBob is I feel like that it's for kids and adults because it's got some adult humor in it.
Mm-hmm. So another one, it does have adult humor and some of it's inappropriate, P.S.
On SpongeBob?
Oh, yeah. There's underlying jokes.
Really? Uh-huh. I can't say that I've ever encountered one of those before. I don't know. It's been a long time since I watched SpongeBob. That's one thing I miss about my kids being older is they don't want to watch SpongeBob anymore.
Well, I'm just kidding. I honestly don't know if it's inappropriate, but I just thought because they called something Krabby Patties. Kind of sounded like an STD that it could be.
The hamburger joint at SpongeBob's called the Krusty Krab.
Right.
And they serve Krabby Patties.
Uh-huh. I mean, does that not sound like straight up like STDs?
Well, no. I mean, no, not.
The crabs?
SpongeBob takes place in the ocean. So.
Krusty.
Krusty. Well, yeah. I mean, Squid. I think there was a girl we nicknamed Krusty Krab.
Thank you. There you go. You named some girl. Yeah, there we go. All right. This guy, Cliff Herbert Jr. and Kenneth Patterson, they were found dead in an apartment complex in L.A. during spring break in 2008.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. They were both shot in the head.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They were victims of maybe robbery or, you know, or a basic homicide, but that case has never been solved either.
Well, yeah, I mean, spring break is you get a lot of people coming from all over. So, I mean, the chances of somebody committing a crime and then getting out of town is probably pretty high. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I don't know any details of that case. But yeah, I would say you got to be really careful. Do you remember what was that girl's name? Was it Natalie Holloway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that on spring break when that happened to her? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing is, you know, we can talk about what you should be doing as far as safety measures on spring break and, you know, these tragic stories. And I got a lot more here. But, you know, there was a girl and her name was Sarah Odds. And her friends did go on spring break. She decided not to go on spring break. She stayed home and she ended up getting murdered like when they were gone.
Oh, she stayed home and got
married. She decided to stay home and work. And they came back to that. So, you know, the moral of the story on that, me adding that is, look, this girl didn't go and it still happened. So really, you always have to be on your toes. But when you're going to a place that you're not familiar with, you don't live, and there's a lot of people, there's a big, you know, pool of people being brought to that area, you know, and a lot of alcohol and just a lot of, you know, different elements that are not typically there. Things are, you know, your situation is going to change.
Yeah. Like you definitely got to stay alert, like a little person at a urinal. You got to stay on your toes.
Like a little person at a urinal.
It's from,
stay on your toes, people.
It's from
people.
A movie, except they use different words, but we can't say those words anymore.
No, because we don't cuss.
Well, it wasn't even like a cuss word. It was just what do you want? It was sort of a derogatory term.
Okay, we won't say that.
Yeah, no.
Because we're nice.
We are. We're the Hill of Beans.
We're the Hill of Beanies.
We're the Hill of Beans, and we're here to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Use bad words.
All the way.
Fucking so dumb. I'm sorry, folks.
All right. And then there was Kim Vassaro and Lisa Iceman. Went missing during spring break, also in Fort Lauderdale in 1985. They were last seen hitchhiking on their way to Florida. They never made it.
Oh, they were hitchhiking. Wow. Wow.
Yep. So obviously they didn't have the money to go. Parents probably said no. I bet they probably packed up their bags and said, well, let's hitchhike.
What year did this happen?
That was in 85.
Maybe it was the Zodiac.
The Zodiac. Ooh. Is that like that time?
Well, I think in the 80s is when they don't think he killed anyone, but they don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, their bodies were found in the Hillsborough River in Tampa, and they had heavy blows to the head.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of spring break, do you remember the Girls Gone Wild videos?
Yes, I do.
I think the guy that was like the creator of all that, I think he's in jail right now.
Why?
I think sexual assault, maybe some other things. But he, you know, basically would get girls drunk, or they were already drunk, and then he would get them to sign this piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
basically saying they consent to be on these videos. And he was taking advantage of these girls. And I think part of the reason he's in jail is because of underage. Like, I think he was using underage girls in his videos, but his contention was he didn't know that, you know, they said they were 18. So what was he supposed to do? But he's just a effing creep. Since I'm trying not to cuss anymore.
You almost said it. You almost dropped the F bomb.
I hope he gets
what he deserves.
Ravaged. I hope he gets ravaged. Ravaged in prison, if you know what that means.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. So what, I mean, I want to know, like, what do you think about, I mean, I remember all those videos, and it was when I was in high school, they were super, and when I was in college, but they were super popular. All the Girls Gone Wild. You saw a lot of skin, girls making out with girls, beer bonging. And you could tell, I mean, I could tell that these girls weren't 18.
Okay. So there was a lot of girls in the videos, but in the documentary, they interviewed girls that were, you know, in it and how much they regret it. And then they also talked about how they were sexually assaulted and all these different things. So,
you know what I, you know,
it's one of those things where he was taking advantage of young girls who were probably high and drunk and just terrible situation.
Or getting them high and drunk. Yeah.
In my opinion.
And you know what another thing is? I think that when that was ignited and blew up, that that had some sort of impact on girls in a sexual way. So now bear with me on this. My thought process is that these girls were seeing these girls get, you know, on TV in these, you know, and they were seeing this, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I think that that's when it became really cool to make out with another girl. I do.
That was cool.
I think to those, I think it set some sort of like trend that this thing of like guys watching you make out with your friend and it being videotaped. I think that that was a big like time period where, because you saw a lot of that in those videos. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No. Well, actually, I've never seen any of those videos. I just always saw the commercials.
What?
If you can believe that. but yes, I remember in the commercials. Yeah. Well, and then I saw a lot of stuff when I watched the documentary. But yeah, it would basically be like you get for whatever reason. And I don't know if it still goes on today or not. I'm assuming it probably does. But when, you know, women around, girls, if you want to call them that, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, when they get drunk, you know, guys are always like, oh, make out, kiss, kiss me. Mm-hmm. And then they just do it for shits and gigs.
I mean, is it for shits and gigs or is it like to make like the guys like happy? Like, are they trying, who are they trying to impress?
Like, I think it's like a peer pressure moment where it's like,
yeah, I blame it.
Because when you're partying and having a good time, you want to be accepted and you want, I don't know. I think it's harder to say no in that stuff when you're in that environment.
It is. Yeah. So
it's just a bad environment. I don't recommend getting in those types of environments.
I had never been asked more in a certain time period of my life than when those videos were out, you know, that where that show or whatever you want to call it exploded to make out with someone. So I was down at a party and I was down in Kentucky and we were on a college campus and I went with two of my girlfriends that we went to high school together. We get to this party, we're having cocktails. And I think that this was probably my sophomore year of college. Anyways, all of a sudden out of nowhere, and I'm not going to say this person's name, but they're like, hey, you want to make out?
Wait, was the person a female?
Yes.
And she asked you, hey, you want to make out?
Yeah. And she's like, and then like the guys could watch.
Oh, like... Were the guys there like, yeah, come on, do it?
Yeah, she like, it's exactly what you just described.
Did she pull you aside? Okay, so it was like party.
Yeah, so here I am, you know, little liquored up. And I'm like, I just went, you know, I went to high school with this person. I just went on a car ride with this person. And now I'm going to stick my tongue in this person's mouth. No, I'm not.
So you didn't do it?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
So everyone was disappointed.
Everyone, it was, yep. Yep, I let everyone down.
Okay, did she find someone else?
Oh, I'm sure she did. She was on a mission.
So what did you
do? But you know what I mean?
Did you still finish partying and have fun, or what did you do?
Well, yes, but it was...
Were they like, get out of here if you're not
going to... Oh, no, 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 uh-uh. So I ended up, we ended up heading back, and we had a DD, but, you know, it was a long ride home because I, you know, I didn't have... drink in high school, right? So when I got to college, it was a new thing for me, right? And so I was still learning balance. And so, you know, we had to stop a few times for Casey to get some things out of her on the ride home. A little liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. You know, but, and I'm sorry, I just went on a tangent because, you know, about that stuff. But I just don't think that any of our youth or younger kids need to be influenced by those type of things, you know, because it's not, they're doing it for a show. They're not doing it because they're actually attracted to that person. Mm-hmm. Right. Does that, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like been very common, at least when I was in college, two drunk girls to make out because guys dare them to or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then do you think that in that situation that could put those girls at risk in open scenarios for, you know, to be raped?
Because they're making out with another girl or just because they're drinking?
All of the above. Do you think that flips some switch in a male's head that makes them think, first of all, no girl should ever be raped, and nothing that she does ever even should, there's no excuse ever.
Right.
But do you think that could ignite a crazy, you know, somebody who's a loose cannon in that atmosphere to sexually pursue them in that state?
Yes.
You do.
Because I think if two girls start making out because they get dared to or whatever, then some guys are going to think that, oh, well, you know, she's easy. She, you know, is casual about sex and what she mm-hmm. does. But alcohol in general is going to put a woman in a very vulnerable state.
Right. So say they see that and then they hit, you know, and then her and this guy go up to the room and they're making out, whatever. But then all of a sudden she's like, I don't want to have sex. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, what? Right. And something bad happens.
Just don't. I mean, it's easier said than done, but I just wouldn't. Not that I doubt any college people listen to this, but I just wouldn't put yourself in that position. It's hard, you know, but go to parties with your friends and leave with your friends.
Amen. And don't go to a room alone with some dude like you don't know. But like, who are we?
And you got to be really careful and cautious because people will put shit in your drink.
Yeah.
Make you pass out. And so you purposely won't remember things. And you just got to be really cautious. And I know, you know, you want to party and have a good time. I get it. But you just got to be extremely careful because I don't know any, you know, statistics on that or anything, but I bet it probably happens more often than what you think.
You need to pour your own drink always.
And a lot of girls are just too embarrassed or ashamed to come forward and say anything because, I mean, I couldn't tell you the number of documentaries I've watched and even personal stories from women that have said something's happened to them and then they come forward and start to say something, but people don't believe them, you know, and it's just terrible and sad that's how it is. And the bad thing is too, you do have, unfortunately, people out there that make things up for attention or to get revenge on someone. And that's bad too.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away from the seriousness that the true real victims are going through.
Right.
So yeah, this is turning into a really depressing.
This is the most depressing episode.
No, I think the most depressing one we did was the death penalty.
Oh my gosh. That one was so
pretty bad. Yeah. I don't think I cracked one joke during that one.
You know, I also, like, when we did Why People Get Divorced, I thought that was depressing. One of my friends was listening to it, and she's like, you know, she screenshotted that she was listening to it, and I was like, oh, hang in there.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's not fun to talk about to me, like, you know, but it's the truth.
No, but, I mean, we've both been divorced, so we get it. We've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on spring break. So I know what it's like down there. You got to be careful. I keep hoping the culture changes and it, you know, bad things don't happen to people that go on spring break, but it just, I don't know. And it could be getting worse. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, it's so getting worse. What? So you've said that you've had this hope that culture would change.
Yeah. Meaning where when guys are on spring break. They're not trying to get girls drunk and take advantage of them and make videos of them and put stuff in their drinks and all that. But I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it still goes on, but I don't know. I'm not in that environment anymore. So I honestly have no idea.
Well, I mean, so think of it like this. Think of like if with the opioid, am I saying that right? With the drug epidemic, there we go. So like with the drug epidemic, it's not better. It's worse. So you got kids on spring break, you know, on ecstasy, weed.
Well, and going
liquor. So bad things are happening under the influence.
Yeah. And in my opinion, one reason why our federal government needs to legalize weed is so you can control it. You know, you're not buying it from a dealer where you don't know what's in it. You know, if the federal government would legalize weed, then they can regulate it, make sure it's getting tested, make sure it doesn't have fentanyl on it. You can charge a tax on it because you know how our government loves taxes. Better not be taxing my weed, fool.
Taxing the weed.
You'll put Smokey out of business, our big perm out of business, though, if the federal government starts legalizing weed.
Do you want weed to be legalized?
Yes.
You do?
Well, yeah, because it needs to be regulated. I mean, it's no different than drinking alcohol, mm-hmm. in my opinion, except a lot of people say you don't get a hangover with it. So
wait, okay, hold on. So I do agree. So I think that the effects of alcohol when somebody is intoxicated look completely different than when somebody has taken a gummy or smoked weed.
Yeah, it affects everyone differently. And I'm not saying, oh yeah, you should go smoke weed. You know, it's a personal choice, but I think the federal government should legalize it because really there's nothing. I've never heard of anyone. I don't know. I hear more bad things that happen with people drinking alcohol than I do smoking weed. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think you can become a burnout and a
lazy
pothead or whatever you want to call it? Yeah. But you can also become an alcoholic. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of self-discipline and how you handle it. But if the federal government would just legalize it, then you can regulate it. People can sell it in a store to where, you know what you're getting versus mm-hmm. going and buying from Big Perm downtown Indy.
No, I 100%. We know that the stats are very high on the amount of people that are using or smoking weed or doing gummies. So if it's got to this point, you would want it regulated for the safety of it.
Yes, exactly.
But then medically, it's helping so many people.
Yeah, and I think the medical marijuana stuff is making progress. But you know, this is another reason why we have to address the issue at the border is because of illegal drugs coming in that have fentanyl in them. Mm-hmm. You have to somehow try and stop that. And there are what's weird is there's states in the United States that it's legal. Marijuana is legal, but federally it's illegal. So mm-hmm. it's just weird, that whole thing.
Right.
How it is, because mm-hmm. technically, even though you're in a state smoking weed where it's legal or whatever, technically it's still illegal. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird, but I think the federal government should make it legal so they can regulate it and hopefully make it safer is my thoughts on it.
Yeah. 100%. I totally agree with you.
But also I will say from a lot of people that I know that smoke weed and take gummies and things like that, they say it's changed a lot. Like weed you get nowadays isn't like the old weed where you get a nice little high. It's like now it's like, stones you out of your mind.
Oh, really?
That's like a lot stronger. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't know a lot.
Are you talking about like the regulated kind or just like
I'm just talking about
homegrown weed
in general right now, is from what I'm hearing on the streets.
Okay.
It's a lot stronger than what it used to be. So
I mean, how is that, right? Like, isn't it a plant?
Well, it is, but I don't know. That would be something I would have to.
And then you've seen how, like, they have, like, oh, smoke weed for anxiety. So this weed will do this. Oh, smoke weed to focus. And that this, and I'm like, how are they doing that? There's,
I think, three different kinds. You've got indica, which is also nicknamed indica couch because it chills you out.
Okay.
So if I was going to smoke weed, that's probably what I would want.
Chill.
And then I forget, there's a hybrid, which is a combination of two. But the other one is not one to make you chill. It kind of makes you happy, maybe paranoid.
Goofy.
Perhaps.
Who would want to smoke something that makes you paranoid?
So you got basically three different kinds of weed there. But like I said, I don't know a whole lot about that stuff. We should probably do a podcast episode about it.
Yeah.
And get some potheads on here that can explain it. That can explain everything. So we know.
We need some experts.
If you or I are like, hey, let's go smoke some weed, we know what we're doing.
Yeah. We'll work on that. We'll work on that. Okay. So I think we can get close to, we need to go on break here. But, you know, I think people need to stay safe. You're on spring break, traveling. Don't try and drive through the night and, you know, be like a superhero. If you're tired, pull over.
Yeah.
A lot of accidents.
Yeah. Because a lot of people try to drive straight through and everything. I mean, if you can do it, that's great. But don't be ridiculous, because there's a lot of people on the road. So there's going to be a lot of crazy people out there.
Yeah. I unfortunately, you know, one of my cousins, you know, they were headed down on spring break, and they took two cars, and the car in front of them, they had to witness them. You know, something happened at the wheel, which they fell asleep.
Oh.
Yes. And it took a few lives in the car. And so, it was terrible. So anyways, you guys drive safe and have a great spring break. Don't talk to strangers. Don't take candy, pour your own drinks, keep your clothes on, and have lots of fun. Email us ageofbeans@gmail.com. If you want to chat, also join our Facebook group, Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Peace.